Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We got a lot to cover here on today's show. The U.S. Open is coming up. And Dubs Anderson is going to be with us. We're going to go through everything this weekend to get you ready for that from a DFS perspective, maybe some betting as well. Afternoon baseball games in Major League Baseball. We're waiting on the NBA tomorrow night and, of course, the NHL tonight. And Davis, near no-hitter last night as well in baseball. Miles Michaelis almost goes the distance, falls one out short, unfortunately, with all the pitching all the pitches that he threw. And, certainly baseball taking front and center. Boy, this layoff in the NBA Finals, really tough to deal with. A lot of days off before we get the next game.
Yeah, it stinks, right? I mean, I think it's probably best for the product. You know, like we want these guys to be rested. We want them to, you know, not be traveling and then having to play the next day. But especially as these series, when they alternate, you know, games 5, 6, 7, when they're alternating cities at the end, it does feel like, come on, we should have a basketball game tonight, right? Like, come on, like, yeah, let's play, you know. So, but yeah. we do have the NHL Finals starting.
True.
So that will be what I am watching tonight. And, you know, kind of nice for it to have before the U.S. Open, before the Finals, at least game one. This will probably end up being the highest rated game of the Finals, right? The most people are watching it just because there's not a ton else going on.
Yeah, and yeah, competition is key when it comes to the ratings, no doubt. All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show. St. Louis Cardinals, boy, they are on a run. Paul Goldschmidt is on fire. Miles Michaelis, one out short of a no-hitter through 129 pitches in the game last night. Wow. The Atlanta Braves, speaking of hot, they won their 13th straight game as they are just absolutely scorching. Speaking of scorching, Cincinnati Reds, in starting off, I believe it was 3-22, have really played well. Tyler Molly takes a great start, no decision. He pitched 9 shutout innings with 12 strikeouts. And as Davis mentioned, game one of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight between the Lightning and Avalanche. Lots of injury news yesterday, too, in baseball. We'll talk about Fernando Tatis Jr., who looks like he's going to be out a longer period of time. And Davis, Hyunjin Ryu, big loss for the Toronto Blue Jays. And, certainly with the way the Reds are going, I mean, playing a lot better, you know, the Reds are going to be contributing to the effort for a lot of winning teams this season as they almost tore it all the way down before the season. And I think that they'll accomplish that in July.
Yeah, so Tyler Molly, I think, as you referenced, definitely going to be traded. He does have a 4.4 ERA, but that is because of some, I mean, honestly, just bad BABIP luck early on. You know, his left on base rate is significantly lower. His career left on base rate, 75%. Left on base rate this year, 65%. Pretty easy to see that getting back to normal. So his ERA indicators are much better, striking out 27% of the guys that he's facing, only walking 9% of the guys. There are plenty of teams that need an arm, right? A fourth arm, a fifth arm, and Molly's contract is, you know, not prohibitive to any degree for any team that would like to win. And I've kind of noticed a lot of these teams, a lot of these really good teams, they feel like they're an arm short. You know, the Astros, I feel like, are an arm short. The Blue Jays are probably like 2 or 3 arms short. You know, the Yankees could definitely use a starting pitcher. So I think we will see him move. Probably the most interesting name for the Reds is, does Joey Votto, late in his career, move on? You know, does he want to go to a team that can win? Does he want to be the one club guy. You know, I think there's, I think it's kind of hard to put yourself in the position of an athlete, but if it's me, I'm Joey Votto. I'm 38 years old. I came back off the COVID list. I was playing really poor to start the year. And now he's on a really good run. He has been pretty good over the last 2 weeks of the season, you know, and pretty much just looks like the Joey Votto that we saw last year. The home runs haven't come yet. We probably will. But I mean, what do you think? Does Votto just stick it out, retire as a Red, or is he the, you know, the sixth guy off the Dodgers bench in August?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Davis, you know, I think, first of all, it's a great point. He's I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think that people will respect the on-base numbers, and I think he's got a great shot of that. He's also a different personality. So the one, you know, the one team guy definitely does factor in. And I think it's maybe an apples and oranges conversation, Davis, with Matt Carpenter. But look at what's going on with him, you know, and going right. So, I mean, if Joey Votto can find the right park, I don't know where it is. Maybe it is Toronto. I'm not sure. But if he can get himself into the right situation, who is to say that he can't have that kind of run? Davis, he was almost the MVP of the National League last year. So fascinating discussion to have for sure. I think he's still owed a lot of money, if I'm not mistaken, over the next couple of years. So some, you know, Reds are probably going to have to eat some of that too. But as we get closer to the trade deadline, there's no question we'll be covering that for you here on Fantasy Sports Today. All right, we got afternoon baseball and evening baseball to get to. Davis and I will break that down. Dubs is coming up next. Can't wait to get the guys' picks for the U.S. Open. So those of you who are planning to play DFS or betting that this weekend, make sure you stay on the grid for that. And then we've got Fantasy or Reality in the Sports Grid 60. For those of you who are just tuning in, maybe for the first time here on Fantasy Sports Today, we do a great job here every day, if I don't say so myself. It's Davis and I throughout fantasy football season, fantasy baseball season. We're covering DFS for you. We cover season-long fantasy sports, baseball, football, basketball as well. And then naturally, when there are picks to be had and games to bet on, we do that as well. So I would invite you to watch every day.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, from 11 to 12 Eastern, and also, if you miss any part of our show, we have a great website, sportsgrid.com, where we post all of our videos as well as on our YouTube channel as well. So get the edge on betting, fantasy, and everything else right here on Sports Grid. But Davis and I are going to take our first break here on the show. Get out your DraftKings apps because we are going to help you set a lineup in DFS for Major League Baseball after this quick timeout. So stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Matic. Our U.S. Open preview is coming up in about 10 minutes from now, but we have an evening slate to get to here in DFS in Major League Baseball. So those of you who are playing DFS tonight may want to pop on to the app on DraftKings. We're going to help you set a lineup, by the way. All this information also available over at dailyroto.com. So, Davis, it seems like we've got some really good pitching options tonight, but, you know, obviously got to parse through some of the hitting options too, depending on the ballpark, depending on the situation, no doubt. But it looks like to me you're going heavy on the pitching side tonight. You feel that's the strength.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually like a crazy pitching slate. So we have Corbin Burnes going. Then he is facing David Peterson, who's actually been quite good for the New York Mets. So that's always kind of interesting. Shane McClanahan and Nestor Cortez, who have really been the best two starting pitchers for their respective teams, are facing each other. Tyler Anderson, who's been way better than expected, is going for the Dodgers. Jose Berríos, who like should be good, right? Jose Berríos should be good, right? He has not been able to generate any swinging strikes. He goes up against the Baltimore Orioles. I do wonder if he might end up being, you know, kind of popular tonight just because of that matchup. We have Reed Detmers, who threw the no-hitter. He's only 7,300 against the Dodgers. And then, of course, at the bottom of the slate, we do have some absolute gas cans. Eric Fetty is pitching. Bruce Zimmerman is pitching for the Orioles. And then Austin Gomber and Kendall Pilkington are pitching in the Coors game. So I'm expecting lots and lots of runs in that Coors game tonight, as you will see as we get through our lineup. But starting off here, I mean, to me, I think Corbin Burnes is pretty clearly the top starting pitcher of the slate. McClanahan has the better skills, but the way, I mean, left-hander throwing to Judge and Stanton and those guys right now, I do not envy the job that Shane McClanahan has to do. And then same thing for Nestor Cortez, just a tricky matchup for him against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
I was actually wondering if you had any thoughts on Flaherty. This is his first game back coming off the IL. He just seems a little bit underpriced to me going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who almost got no hit last night. I guess I will say, at first pitch, it's going to be about 97 degrees and feel like 105 here in St. Louis. So if Flaherty doesn't have it, I think we're going to find out real quick. We might see a couple balls leave the yard, but at 8,100, I like that gamble.
Yeah. I mean, look, his first start, you know that it's going to be limited, 90 pitches, 80 pitches, five innings. So Cardinals got to come through, but their offense has been coming through. So I don't see any reason why it can't. What about this guy Killian on the Cubs, Davis? No interest here tonight on another 6 ERA pitcher on the Cubs tonight? All right, fine.
They stink.
Move away from that. All right, so let's go to the hitters here. Now, me personally, nothing against Davis. You never hear me make comments like this. I'm playing Paul Goldschmidt in everything that I have to do. I mean, come on at this point. But all right, fine. We're going to play CJ Cron. Here's the lineup today for Davis that he's got playing. Wilson Contreras behind the plate. 4,400 tonight for the Chicago Cubs. Let's move on to first base. It is CJ Cron of the Colorado Rockies. At second base, we have Nolan Gorman of the Cardinals. Patrick Wisdom, he is 3,700. And then Jose Iglesias at short is 3,700.
I mean, you're probably not wrong about Goldschmidt. His DraftKings point totals in this homestand against the Pittsburgh Pirates, 44 DraftKings points last night, 21 points yesterday around noon because they played a doubleheader, and then 26 points on Monday evening. He has in this series, he has 11 RBIs and he has 4 home runs. I mean, the guy is absolutely on fire right now. I mean, he is going to be like fantasy baseball's Cooper Kupp, right? Like where he is just kind of your league winner that you got in the mid round. So really unbelievable stuff from him there. But I like this matchup for the Cubs. We don't say complimentary things about the Cubs all that often, but they are going up against Ryan Weathers, kind of just a middling soft tossing lefty. And the Cubs don't have a ton of good hitters, but what they do have is right-handed power hitters. So we have Wilson Contreras. We have Patrick Wisdom, who actually has 12 home runs in limited plate appearances this year. Kind of incredible. And then we'll talk about one of their outfielders a little bit later. But I also know it's hot in St. Louis. It's super hot in Chicago. Don't have a wind report on Chicago as of yet. But if that wind is blowing out, we are going to see these Cubs get really popular. CJ Cron just feels pretty underpriced to me. Look, I'd love to get Goldschmidt in there, but 4,600 platoon advantage at home against the left-hand Pilkington, Nolan Gorman. Consider Nolan Gorman your arbitrage play on Paul Goldschmidt, the lefty power hitter in this hot St. Louis weather. And then strangely enough, Jose Iglesias, this just shows how haphazard the Colorado Rockies are as an organization, you know, this career journeyman middle infielder. He batted fifth for them the other day, sitting there at 3,700. I don't think, I mean, he might bat fifth if they sit Blackman against a lefty, or if they sit Ryan McMahon against a lefty, he could get up as high as fifth today in Coors. So that is, that's the direction we're going there. And then, yeah, wisdom is my, that's my home run of the day call. Wisdom is going to hit a home run today.
All right. Well, either he hits a home run or goes 0-for-4 with 3 Ks. That is exactly who Wisdom is. So we'll bank on the home run tonight. All right. Let's go over to the outfield. Connor Joe is back in the lineup tonight. We've got Randall Grichuk. He is priced at $3,600 tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays. Obviously, got to make sure he's playing. Sometimes he doesn't. And Ian Happ of the Cubs is $3,400. But yeah, you're right about Weathers. I mean, Weathers is going to go for the Padres. He's going to pitch 5 2/3 or 6 innings. He's going to give up at least one home run, maybe two. And so if you stack enough Cubs, you got a shot, I think, to get one out.
Yeah, I wouldn't go full Cubs tonight. Like if you're, I mean, pretty much when I'm playing, I'm doing five guys from one team pretty much every single night. I don't think I would go five guys from the Cubs because I think Weathers will grind. You know, he'll probably be like 3 or 4 earned runs, but the runs he does give up, I expect them to come via the home run. So we have Wisdom in there. We have Contreras in there. I mean, and he fills the catcher position. That is, even on an 8-game slate, it's still pretty thin. And then Ian Happ, Craig, I don't know if you ever have this. You just have like these little biases for this guy. This is a bad bias to have. Ian Happ's swing in MLB The Show, the perfect swing. I mean, it is unbelievable. And I know you know because you played with your son. Some guys, you get him to the plate, and you're like, the mechanics of this swing, it doesn't work. Ian Happ's absolutely perfect. Randall Grichuk, he should bat seventh, assuming that he is in there tonight. And then Connor Joe got the night off last night. Bieber did well in Coors last night. I was kind of surprised by that. But don't think that I think we're going to see like we'll see a football score tonight in Coors with Pilkington versus Austin Gomber.
Yeah. And Gomber a little bit hit or miss, but yeah, I think that sets up well. I mean, there have been a lot of runs scored at Coors recently. It's just, yes, you're right. The last game or two hasn't looked quite right as far as the slate is concerned. Listen, when you watch Ian Happ play, Davis, if you never saw him before and you watched him play and he went 2-for-4 with a home run, you'd say this guy is a perennial all-star at second base, but it just never has happened for him. I mean, I agree with you. I don't understand why it has not happened, but I don't think he'll be back with the Cubs after this year. I think that they may move on from him, but we'll see. Or maybe even at the trade deadline, who knows? All right, let's take a quick timeout. So U.S. Open starts tomorrow, and golf has been fantastic. Maybe the most exciting golf we've seen over the past year. So, you know, Davis, you're going to have Dubs coming up. You guys will go through what exactly?
We're going to go through my targets and my fades with the DFS salaries over on DraftKings. Going to pick Dubs' thought on outright bets. I didn't see a ton that I liked in the outright markets, actually. Normally for a major, I'll have like 7 or 8 guys, including some deeper down the board. But I only have 3 bets on my card this week. It looks like the course is going to be quite difficult. And it's also going to be windy and hot in Massachusetts. So it's going to be a very interesting week.
All right, so we got Dubs coming up next. Get your app.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Apps out, get ready to place your bets on the US Open, DFS, and coming up for the weekend, because again, once it starts on Thursday, everything changes. So that's what we got coming up for you. And then we will dive into some fantasy reality and also the Sports Grid 60 right here on Fantasy Sports today. Stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I am Davis Maddock, joined by Dubs Anderson. Of course, we have the U.S. Open being played at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts. This is the fourth time that the U.S. Open has been played here. Has not been played since 1988. Golf has definitely evolved since then. And the years before, 1963 and 1913. So I definitely think it's going to be refreshing to just see some different courses, some different shots, some different hole locations on tour. So give us a little preview of the course before we get into the DraftKings salaries, Dubs.
Yeah, look, the Country Club, great old school layout. You've got to play it the old school way this week. Fairways, greens, more so than distance. It's only touching on 7,200 yards for a par 70, so it's not the longest golf course, which we usually see at US Open. There's only one par 5 on the front and on the back nine. So scoring's not going to be super low this week. Maybe 6-7 under par. We're expecting a bit of wind out there. The rough looks diabolical. So you want to keep it in play this week. So even the small ball specialists, they're going to fare okay. Matty Fitzpatrick is a name that keeps coming up. Now, he actually won the US Amateur here back in 2013. And that is a guy who keeps popping up on leaderboards. Just can't get it done. And I mean, look at some of the big names here. Your guy, Rory McIlroy. How good was that last Sunday? But you've got the likes of JT, Scotty Scheffler. I mean, John Rahm, no one's talking about. Xander Schauffele, Paddy Cantlay, great track records here at the US Open. So again, I hate to get chalky. I hate to stay towards the top of the board, but I think this is a week where maybe it's going to play out that way.
100% agree with you. I think our winner is coming from, I'm going to say, top 12 or so guys off the betting odds. I would be really surprised if we see someone deeper than 50-1 to win this event. You know, Rory's game is like unbelievable right now. Spoiler alert, we are going to talk about Rory. Fitzpatrick is kind of just become one of my guys. I just really like him. I like the way he approaches the game, and I'm pretty excited to see him play this course. So getting into some of the guys that I am targeting this week, of course, Rory McIlroy at the top of the board, 10,500, won the Canadian Open over Justin Thomas last week. Don't think the PGA Tour could have asked for a much better sequence of events when the LIV Golf had their first opening tournament, and Henny Duplees and Charles Schwartzel are battling it out over 54 holes. It's like, what are you going to watch? You going to watch that, or are you going to watch Rory and JT in the final group on a Sunday? I know what was on my TV. My thinking on Will Zalatoris this week at 9,300 is you're not going to have to hole a ton of putts, right? I don't necessarily love Zalatoris on a course where you got to get to 14, 15 under. because he's just not going to make a lot of eight footers. The guy's not a very good putter, but we saw this at the PGA Championship and at the Masters too, when the winning score is more like 5, 6, 7 under, because he's going to hit so many greens, he can hang with that number pretty good. Feeling really good about Matthew Fitzpatrick at 8,500, have a ticket on him to win this event outright. And world number nine, I think people would be shocked to know that Sam Burns is the world number nine official world golf ranking. He's sitting down there at 8,300. I feel really good about all four of these guys.
Yeah, I tend to agree there, Davison. Yeah, as you touched on, Sam Burns, now a four-time winner on the PGA Tour. If this guy gets in the mix, he knows how to get it done on a Sunday afternoon. Matty Fitzpatrick, we touched on. I think Rory McIlroy, he has found something. The short game looks unbelievable again. So Rory playing with confidence, that's going to be a tough man to top. So I tend to agree. And look, we're going to have to throw these elite players into our lineups and look for a couple of, you know, stuffers if we can down the lower 7K, 6K mark. From the top of the board, I'm going to throw Justin Thomas in there. 10,900. I think maybe not winning last Sunday up there in Toronto motivates him. He's trying to go back-to-back after the PGA Championship. That is no easy task. But again, I like his golf game. The tougher it plays, I think JT could be a factor. I'm going to throw in Paddy Cantlay. Every time I throw him in at a major, I go, no, never do it again. But he's got a good record at the US Opens. And this is a golf course that he should do well on. I mean, there's no weakness to his golf game. Paddy Cantlay has to step up and get it done. Now, I don't think putting is going to be super critical this week, which is why your Will Zalatoris pick, I do like. There's not going to be a lot of three putts, really small greens this week. So ball striking will be the differentiator. If you're looking for a couple of fillers, I'm looking at guys like Corey Connors, 7,900, Abe Anser, 7,600, and maybe a flyer like Francesco Molinari. Not the longest hitter, but certainly can keep it in play. Great accuracy off the tee. Francesco Molinari, 6,900, because look, on a week like this, you've got those elite golfers in there. You have to throw in a couple of cellar dwellers. Molinari, Connors, Anser, a couple of names, good value for me.
Yeah. Some of the guys I am looking to not play and bet against in matchups. I've gotten some action in against all these guys in matchups. We talked, I think, 2 weeks ago about Bryson. I was a little intrigued just to see him at the lower salary. I've seen what I've needed to see with Bryson. He just does not have it figured out right now. Doesn't mean, you know, if I was saying, oh, Bryson will never win a major again, I don't know if that's true. Because he is, I mean, I don't really like Bryson, but he is a very good student of the game and is always kind of messing with those things. Got a great quote from Colin Morikawa this morning. His swing, he doesn't understand what's happening. So he normally plays a baby cut. That's like his swing. That's how he plays. And he said he and his coach the last 2 weeks can't figure it out, but all of his shots have been hitting as draws. He doesn't know why it's happening. He can't figure it out. They've been in the lab. So that a guy who doesn't have his normal ball flight at a course where you can't miss fairways seems like a guy that I want to get on the other side of. Hovland, I love him. I think he will win a major championship. I think he's a great golfer, but he's really got to figure out the short game. So, I mean, and he'll say it, right? I mean, he'll do these press conferences and he'll be like, look, dude, I suck at chipping. And you know, he knows that he's working on it. And then Koepka is probably the biggest fade this week. The guy got married 2 weekends ago. He has not been practicing. Like, this is an all-time spot to get it in against Koepka, I think.
Yeah, and I'll throw in anyone who's partnered up with the LIV Golf League. I mean, it's a bunch of guys in no form. The ones who played in London last week, they played in some wacky event. Now they're coming back out here. It's very awkward with the press, not to mention their golf game is just not in a great shape. Brooks Koepka, I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, a two-time winner here at the US Open, I totally agree. We can't back him with confidence. Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, he's playing injured, and you know, you said he's a student of the game. I would say he's now a student of the long drive. I mean, he's got to get back to what made him great. When he is on, he's absolutely dynamite, a former winner here, but we can't back Bryson DeChambeau. I'm going to give Victor Hovland a chance this week. Now, he is ranked 204th in strokes gained around the greens. That is terrible for a guy with such good tee to green. Victor Hovland, that is holding him back. But I think this week, you see around the greens, very thick, rough, if you will. So I don't think he's going to have to be too you know, spot on with his short game. I think he's going to get a lot of sort of, you know, flop shots, like bunker shots coming out of that thick stuff. And it helps a guy with low confidence with the wedges. So I think Victor Hovland, if he can hit a lot of greens this week, he could be a problem. But fade DeChambeau, fade Brooksy, fade anyone who played in London last week. I think Dustin Johnson, he's barely staying motivated to even peg it up for this one for Thursday. I can't be big on anyone who sprays it off the tee either. This is a week we're big on accuracy.
I definitely think you're right. We got a course comp from Rory McIlroy. He said it's kind of playing like an open championship because there's not a ton of trees here. It's going to be pretty windy. Some of the holes are fairly exposed to the wind. You know, there's not a ton of protection there. But he says the greens are kind of like Pebble Beach. According to some of the guys out there, these are the second smallest greens of any course that has been played for the U.S. Open. So, you know, kind of think like British Open style. You're trying to hit it onto a postage stamp. But I've also seen some of these greens, and I hate playing golf this way. I don't know how you feel, where I feel like if you hit the green, you should be rewarded. But some of these greens have it set up with the backstop where if you don't hit it, the green in the right spot, not only are you rolling all the way off, you're rolling all the way off into the rough. You're rolling all the way off into a hazard. Like, it's going to be a big, it's going to be a big test for these guys.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Not only are they really small greens, with the wind that they're expecting, that's going to make it even tougher, and it's going to firm out the golf course. And when you get a firm golf course, it means the ball's going to run through the fairway, so you're more susceptible to finding that deep rough. When you're coming into the green and you're getting a one hopper over the back, again, you're going into that deep rough, and the ball is just going to bury. I mean, you'll see some different shots out of the guys this week. I mean, I saw Scotty Scheffler practicing yesterday. He's got the putter turned upside down, just trying to hack on the back of the ball. So get ready to see some very big numbers. The guys with that grind, that golf IQ, the shot making, it's going to come to the stage this Sunday. And again, it's a major championship. You've got to have that X factor. It's going to take something special. You look at the last six winners, it's been nothing but big names. The cream is going to rise to the top for this one, Davis.
Yeah. So real quick here before we get out, did you watch any of the LIV Golf? Do you care? I mean, I didn't watch any of it. I saw screenshots of the broadcast. Looked horrible. I think Charles Schwartz won a bunch of money.
The broadcast was pathetic. The leaderboard looked like, you know, an F1 series. The leaderboard, dismal to say the least. When Charles Schwartz was up there, the six guys who came after him, you wouldn't even recognize their names. That they had, you know, I had mates over there. They said it's all jazz, no substance. And for me, that's what it looked like. A bunch of guys with little to no motivation of playing golf in a wacky format, event style. It doesn't do it for me. It's not going away, but if you want to see real golf, we're teeing off tomorrow. The best of the best. And it may be the last chance we see some of these live guys pegging it up against the best. But I mean, you'd love to see one of them in the mix on Sunday. I don't see any of them coming close. No thanks.
Yeah, I think you make a great point. Betting against the LIV guys in head-to-heads, tournament matchups, three balls. I just don't think they're set up for success here. And imagine the LIV guys trying to get a favorable ruling from the USGA over there. I don't.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
I don't think anyone's getting a favorable ruling over from the Live. Everyone, we are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on FST. Craig will rejoin me in just a moment for Fantasy Reality. Don't touch that dial. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For those of you on social media, you can follow us on Twitter on these two different places, very effective for you, at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, of course, from a lot of our betting shows, picks against the spread, not to mention exclusive content that we post there for you online on Twitter. And by the way, if you have a question for us, fantasy or reality, which is what we do at the end of the show every day, ask us and tag us on Twitter at SportsGrid or at SportsGrid TV. Davis, I know where you will be tonight, which is watching the Stanley Cup Finals between Tampa Bay and Colorado. I'm seeing a total of six, and I'm seeing the Avalanche minus about 150. Interesting line here, because if the Avalanche were definitely going to win this, they should be like minus 180, 190, but only minus 150. So I'm curious your thoughts tonight.
Well, I mean, the Lightning are pretty good. Vasilevsky had a pretty strong series against the Rangers. I mean, he's just a good goalie in general. And the Lightning have no shortage of really good goal scorers. Victor Hedman, one of the best, you know, kind of point defensemen in the NHL. I believe, actually, in the series against the Rangers, he now has over, I think he has 103 career points now in the playoff. Like, that's pretty crazy. Cale Makar is a great defenseman. It's going to take him a long time to get to 100 points in the playoffs. But, you know, that top line of the Avalanche, there's just nothing in hockey like it. And Nazem Kadri actually might miss this game. He got banged up in, I believe, game three against the Edmonton Oilers. And they definitely are going to miss him. Probably going to have to rely on JT Compher a little bit more. And again, I'm a huge fan here. I'm totally covered in bias, but I do feel pretty good about them this evening.
All right. All right, cool. Let's get to some Q&A, and here is Fantasy or Reality. All right, Davis, let's start with the NFL here. Of course, Sauce Gardner, first-round pick of the New York Jets, very popular name, and I'm sure will be popular in the NFL because of his nickname of Sauce, no doubt. He reportedly had to purchase his jersey number from another member of the New York Jets for $50,000. Now, I've heard of these transactions before in the $5,000 and the $10,000 and the $20,000 range, but this seems like a really high number of a player saying, hey, you're a first-round pick, let me get that dough. I don't know if we should just apply this or just in general to everything, Davis, but you and I have never played football, never played Major League Baseball either, so we really can't speak to exactly what it must mean to have a number. But I would ask you this, fantasy or reality, you think paying for a jersey number is worth it? Fantasy or reality?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. If I was a sports player, the number I would want would be 35. That was Kevin Durant's Oklahoma City Thunder number and Eric Hosmer's Kansas City Royals number when both those teams were really good, when Oklahoma City was making conference finals and the Kansas City Royals were making it to the World Series, winning a World Series. Those are my two favorite players. So 35, again, not that I am a high-level competitive athlete, but if I was, I would definitely want 35. And if someone else had it, I mean, what is $50,000 of Sauce Gardner's, you know, I think it's $6 million guaranteed that you get. And then, you know, Sauce Gardner, pretty good name for endorsements, right? I mean, you know, like, let's cook this guy up an endorsement deal with Ragu or Presto or whatever. You know, he's going to get some endorsement deals. So he is going to recoup that money. And yeah, totally worth it to me. I would do this if I was a pro athlete, 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to say fantasy in this particular case. I think 50 is a lot. I don't get it. I've heard of 10s and 20s, but in my history of following this stuff, I don't remember a number being this high. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some guys have paid 100, 200, but this feels like a high five-figure number. I'm going to say fantasy. I don't think it is worth it. And listen, I understand that to him, 50 grand is certainly nothing like it would be to us. Understand that. But I think he did a really poor job negotiating this deal, honestly, here. I mean, I've definitely heard of guys getting Rolexes from this, Davis, for sure. And, sure. You know, some in the $20,000, $30,000 range. And again, feels high to me, too, but understandable that that is the case. This feels like a ridiculous number. I got fantasy on this one. Sauce, pick a different number, man. Keep your 50 grand. All right. Not great news for the Padres yesterday, although they are playing good baseball. Fernando Tatis Jr., if you haven't noticed, has not played a single game of Major League Baseball. He got in a motorcycle dust-up in the offseason, and he had an MRI yesterday. There was some speculation, Davis, that he was going to return sometime in June or July, and right now it appears to be not the case because the MRI revealed that he's nowhere close to returning, and once the MRI comes back clean, Davis, it's still 3 or 4 weeks of rehab and coming back. So it does seem like August is the best case scenario for him, at least according to reports. And who even knows at that point if that will be the case. So I would ask you, Davis, you are worried about Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely worried because it seemed like the team was expecting him to be back right now. Like they were not thinking that this was going to be like a 6 month injury. They kind of thought, you know, middle of the summer, halfway through the season, trade deadline, you know, he should be back batting third for the San Diego Padres. And they're definitely counting on him. I mean, he was the face of baseball, right? A year ago. Like this was the guy who we were all learning. I mean, him and Otani were kind of the faces of baseball. And yeah, I mean, this is pretty concerning. I believe the report was he can't even pick up a bat yet. So then you have to start worrying about his conditioning. You have to, how about just like his reflexes, right? Hand-eye coordination. If you've gone, what is it now, 4 or 5 months without even like using your hands and your brain, like that neural pathway in the same way, like that can't be good. So I'm definitely worried about Fernando Tatis Jr., worried about the Padres owing him all that money. I mean, not that I really care. Like, you know, billion-dollar organization. Get your money, Fernando. But yeah, it's definitely a concerning situation. So I got reality here.
Yeah, I think I have reality also. And also, you know, Davis, this also creates a very uncomfortable situation for the Padres as well, because you know Tatis is going to want to come back and you know that they're going to want to bring him back. But what if we are literally talking about last week of the season, second to last week of the season? What if the Padres, Davis, do not win the division and then they throw Tatis in there for a one gamer or whatever, a three game series, and the dude goes 0 for 15 with 10 strikeouts? They're going to get crushed for bringing him back in that spot. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he misses the entire year off this. I got to agree with you here. I mean, there's no other way to look around it. A lot of reasons why you have to be worried, by the way, could be the converse, could come back, lead them to the playoffs, lead them deep into the postseason. But make no mistake about it, when he is healthy to play, he's going to, and the organization is going to have to make a decision at that moment, especially if it's like late September too. We'll be following this one, no doubt. I got reality. I am worried as well about Tatis. All right. Peculiar story here. There is apparently a Clay Thompson lookalike. I've seen the pictures of this guy. I suppose that if I was working in the Chase Center and I had any knowledge of the Warriors whatsoever, there's no possible way that I would have confused this guy for Clay Thompson. But I guess you can't expect the workers to know what Clay Thompson looks like. I guess maybe they don't pay that close attention. But he was banned because he's been sneaking in, trying to sneak in, no longer able to attend games at the Chase Center. Davis, fantasy reality, the Chase Center should lift the ban on the fake Clay Thompson.
No, I got total fantasy here. Now, if this guy was kind of like doing this in like good faith and was just joking around or whatever, then no big deal. But like this is kind of dangerous, right? To have like a guy who is not associated with the team, not an employee. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know if he's an autograph hound. I don't know if he just wants to get a high five from. Oh, Brett's saying this guy is a YouTuber, banned forever. Get no NBA games. No NBA games for this guy. Get him out of there. There's Craig. There's this is very boomer of me. You're probably going to laugh at this. But there is nothing more annoying to me than YouTubers whose whole bits are interfacing with people in the real world, right, just trying to do their jobs, going to the grocery store, picking their kids up from school. Nothing more annoying to me than someone whose job is to make annoying YouTube videos, like bothering people who are just out trying to live their normal lives. It's so triggering to me. Ban these people, fine them, get this guy out of here forever. Not allowed. Total fantasy.
Yeah, you know, it's probably harsh for like a lifetime ban, but you can't lift this now. Nah, I don't think you can. And, you know, the accomplishment, again, as you know, Brad alluded to and, you know, Davis mentioned here on the show, all for a publicity stunt. And by the way, we've seen stuff like this happen in sports 100%. In fact, there was a guy, Davis, who used to travel around the country as an Ichiro imposter. He would get fully dressed in Ichiro's jersey, but he would sit in the stands, Davis, you know, like he would wear the hat. You could talk to him before the game. He would get interviewed by everyone and pretend like he's Ichiro. But this dude was not trying to sneak in the place like he was Ichiro. He was like a fake Ichiro, basically. And a nice guy, fun guy. I remember interviewing him a couple different times before. So this guy was obviously trying to do dirty, though. Like this is a different scenario, trying to break the rules. And by the way, the other part of this is that think about the employees of the Chase Center, okay? Should they know better to know who he is? Yes. But now, what has this guy done? He's made them look bad, right? He's made them maybe get fired, maybe cost them their jobs. Look at me. I snuck by this person. I snuck by that person. That person's getting called out. How much are those people making an hour? $25? $50? Maximum? Probably not even. Yeah, fantasy. This guy's got to go. But Davis, we've seen sports impressions, you know? Like, we've seen this happen. But this is, you're right. This is probably another level, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I have no, like, the Ichiro impersonator, that seems fine, right? No issue with that guy, right? Like, that's kind of funny. It's lighthearted, whatever. But it is so obnoxious to me when people are like, when celebrities or rich people or YouTubers, or when they're just messing with normal people, like, that's not like, when this guy could cost someone a job at the Chase Center, right? If he comes in and he's like, oh, you know, I'm Klay Thompson, and some person making, you know, like close to minimum wage, who's just like a security guy working a door or security gal, whatever, and he gets let in, like, that person gets fired probably, because it's dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous to just let people, you know, walk in the locker room, whatever. You can't have that. That's like a whole thing. Just super obnoxious to me. I mean, I put this in the same category as the fly ball guy. Do you know him? Zach Kemp.
Yeah.
Like, that guy stinks. That guy stinks. So I don't want any part of this.
You know what? It's really interesting. Zach Campbell's a very divisive guy. There's a lot of people who feel the same way as you. There's a lot of people who feel the other side as you too. It's a real 50-50 on him, man. It really is. I mean, there are some people who say, oh, it's amazing, and he finds balls and gives it to my kid. There's others who say, oh, he took the ball. I find it very 50-50 on him. I don't know. Maybe it's just my research.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're probably right. Like, I see more 50-50 style stuff on him too, but just for me, like, he's obnoxious, right? Just the same way that some people, like this YouTube guy probably has a million subscribers and makes a good living off of whatever, and there are plenty of people like him, but not for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, Davis, in the end, there are people who love attention, and I think both of these qualify as people that fall under that category, for better or for worse. If it makes you money, I mean, who am I to knock the hustle? All right, let's take a quick time out here on the show. Sports Grid 60 is coming up next, right here on Sports Grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Just a reminder, I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. Hope to see you then. Let's end the show with the Sports Grid 60. Here's Davis.
Well, I hate to do this because I like Harrison Bader. St. Louis guy, lives in the same building as one of my friends, by all accounts, quite a nice guy. But what do you think he owes Miles Mikolas? You know, do you think he buys him a steak dinner, next round of drinks on him? So for those who don't know, Miles Mikolas, absolutely taxing his body last night. I believe you said it was 129th pitch, one out away from recording a no-hitter. Funnily enough, an earned run in a no-hitter. I kind of love to see those. And I don't remember who the Pirate was who was at bat, but he absolutely ropes one to center field, and Bader does his best, and he's, I don't know, probably about 3 feet away from making the play to end Miles Mikolas' no-hitter. But you know, he's waking up this morning, he's like, God, I feel bad. If I would have been 5 feet further back, I'd make that play. Kind of stinks for both of them.
Yeah, I don't know what the StatCast number was on that play as far as odds probability of catching it. Looked like a tough catch, though, so hopefully not that bad. All right, back to streaming options we go again. Now, I have not seen this documentary from Jennifer Lopez that has been posted up on Netflix called Halftime, which, you know, does surround a lot of her appearance with Shakira in the Super Bowl halftime show. But one of the reviews of the show says that Lopez laments that her personal relationships have sort of overshadowed her career. Big fan of Jennifer Lopez, but make no mistake about it. What are you talking about here? I mean, like, this is the equivalent of Davis saying, I don't know why everyone, you know, rags on me for putting Ty France in my DFS lineups. I mean, come on, like, get real. Like, you've dated, like, everyone. It's all public. They're all big celebrities, and you never stay with anybody. So what do you think is going to happen? I mean, come on, self-awareness here. This is like the Kardashians being upset about their show being on TV. That'll do it for the program. Thanks to everybody for watching. For Brett, David, Delphia, and I'm Craig. See you tomorrow.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.